no talking about the Rebbe Hananel. Like it's hard to Rebbe Hananel. What is the Pshash and Yeretzi Allah of the Kaddin? Rash learns the Shaila is the Apostle Meidus and the Shavuot. There's a bunch of Kash in that. Rebbe Hananel learns that the Pshash of Shul Batala. If the label will swear, then the Mal will be Moisi the Chayefitz, then Shach Shash will be the label will have sworn falsely. But Shash is that there's no point in the label swearing for no reason. If we had the Malva had the object, there's no point in the Shavuot. There's the Shavuot. No, Ganai who is Shavuot, Hesh, Dom, Mitzvahar. This is Washington, so Ganai. Hesh, Dom, Mitzvahar, Achu, Ken, Shamal, Yerich, Zip, Kod. Pashtis, alright, this is a Ganai. The other showing the Vos says the Washington. The Vos says the Washington. And Rabbah's very sharp for the shyness over here. And the chaymer Indian over here. And it's taps of shvul batala. Schal shem shemayim ayedeinu. Taisus seems to be more soft spoken on the issue. He says it's a gnai, meaning the shom hechdom is bar. It's pashis. Hashem Shastor, we have yesterday in the car, that chat is that that was not really a problem. It's not a problem with Shavuot HaTalah. Right? When he made the Shavuot, we needed to be Mavarad Inyan. Right? It's not Shavuot HaTalah. Wasn't Shavuot HaTalah. We didn't know the value. The Lev had to swear how much it cost. Right? You might admit, so you have to swear. It's not Shavuot HaTalah. Elamai. And Maisa was in this bar, the Batsim, he didn't, you know, leave an MS, the object was around, and we could have avoided the Shavuot. Say it, it's not a Shavuot HaTalah. It's not a Tzchal Shem Shemayim Eidenu. That's how he says, it's a G'nai. Shadi, you have to understand, what does Ritva mean? Does Ritva mean, you know, his brother saying it's not a Shavuot HaTalah. It's a Pasha is more like Taisus. It's just a Shaila of a Gemara, because that's not Shavuot HaTalah, right? B'Shaita, you had to make the Shavuot, because we didn't know. So if you make a Shavuot to embarrass him that you didn't know, that's not a Shavuot HaTalah. Leave it to us. It turns out that we didn't need, okay. Hakabanim, that's a Shiva.
What? That's
the question here. Is it really Shavuot HaTalah? Is it Shavuot HaTalah? What do you mean Shavuot HaTalah? What do you mean Shavuot HaTalah? It's called Shavuot HaTalah.
I don't know. Either.
It's
like lesson, but still, turns out you didn't need it. But like, it's not.
Yeah, but at the time you needed it though. Bracha was a shenetzir chol. You needed it, but you could have avoided it. Fine. So that's much more calm. So anyway. So that's the mechaykes, and the Rajba points out that when the Gemara says later, when the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef says, answer the Kasha, we're talking about this Eidim, and therefore, you know, you don't have to swear of Huna's Shavuot. The Gemara says, so how is there, what's the Hochshash of Hashem Yaitzi? There's Eidim, they were stolen, there's no Hashem Yaitzi. Where is that Taruch Maisi? Taruch Maisi. Therefore, we make the Malva swear instead of the Loi. So, says the Rajba, that this Gemara cannot go Lefid the Rebbe Hananel, only for Rashi. That Nusuk, to say it like that, yeah? And when the Gemara asks on that, the Loiv is going to be Matriach, right? The Gemara asks Kasha, Chimishtab, Malvas, the Loiv is Matriach. What's that? The Loiv can't be Matriach. What's this? The fear Rashi is good, because says the Rashba, Necha Shema Kedei Lifsa Samalva Yishtag Olay V'Lavi Mashkim Salenu. Right? That the Leiva, why would Leiva be Matriach himself? Teretz is because he wants the Pasul Leiva, according to Rashi.
Because he wants his thing.
What?
Because he lost his mashkin, so like he has like a feud between them. He wants to vassal him.
He's not going to pay. He wants to get his money.
I know you said that you'd hold that way. The Rashi doesn't say that. I know that's what you said yesterday in the car. The Rashi doesn't say that. I'm sorry. He doesn't say he wants to get his money in the mail. We pass. I'm sorry. The Rashi doesn't say that. Huh?
Was there asking why would he go on charge himself?
Well, let me just be clue you into our little argument over here. Rabbi Abram in the car suggested that when the Gemara's kasha is that he'll matriach, doesn't mean he'll matriach lefirashi in order to passel the guy. He'll matriach to because he wants to prove that he's right. Right? He has to pay.
The result will be possible. It will be possible.
I know the result will be possible. The question is that what the Rashba is saying? The Rashba says, "Kloima necha shema kedei lifsol es hamalva yishtab kedei lifsol es hamalva yishtab." Kidei lifso as a malva yishtadol. In order to passel, the malva will be mishtadol. He doesn't say there'll be mishtadol and the malva will end up being passel.
Doesn't this guy care more about his money? Shouldn't he care more about his money than about passeling some random guy who made this?
You know, people should have midas and people should.
He wants any money, like, doesn't he want his money? Shouldn't that be like the main thing? Like, hey, he gets his money also.
That's I think. He wants to get the guy back. Yeah, he wants to get the guy back. There's a fight here, right? And that guy is winning. He wants to get the guy back. He wants to pass the guy.
So again, if that is so, what's more important? That you win the fight and get money, or that the other guy's passing?
I said, depends if the guy's almost or not. Okay. So. Hakupanim says the Rashba that only works if you're Rashi, right? But according to Ben Hanano, now what? What's the whole sugya? What's the whole problem? Shem Yishba Avol Yaitz Hamalvas Akadim. The pshat is not that no one's lying over here, right? No one's lying. Elamai, what's the whole shash? Shash is that. The chash is what? It turns out there'll be levatala, right? If the mal is going to have it, the might see it, there'll be levatala, right? So, okay. So therefore, we say what? So the mal has to swear, right? Therefore, the mal has to swear. Mishkam yade. So what's the problem? What's the problem? There'll be terech. Well, why should it be terech? It was stolen, right? Eidim Shenishbas, right? Right? Eidim Shenishba. Eidim that was Shenigna. Or the Leiva. Who's being matrich over here? So he says the Kohen Berachon, I have to have the gears in there. So why would anyone be matriach over here? Why would anyone be matriach?
The
Malvas Chayav,
the
Fokar Ganav. Why would anyone be matriach over here? Why is anyone matriach over here? We're not saying that it ended up being a different prize. We're just saying it was no reason for the Shvuah. So why is that? We swore.
But the
Malvas Chayav. Elamai. What?
If the hooker got it, the mal will be five to be matriach.
So the Rashba says that according to Ben Hanano, you have to say like this, yeah. Nishul aloy v'lo atol el mashbiin es amal v'yitrach v'yavi lo yitzdarach l'shava v'akshinon v'loy v'nami litrach v'lais. Gemara's kasha is not that the loy will be matriach. Why we chayish the loy will matriach? Yeah. Why don't we say Let the shvuah stay. What's the whole point of the shvuah here, Ben Chanan? Why are we making him swear? Making him swear so the way the Raj explains to Ben Chanan. We're making him swear so that he should be matriach and find it, so he shouldn't have to swear. No, what? No. The Mishnah says that we make the Malbah swear. Why? Why are we making him swear? Because if the Leib would swear, there's a shash that it'll be litol. So therefore, we make the Malbah swear. What's the point of making the Malbah swear? So the Rajba adds a knetch. And the knetch is that we want him to swear, so therefore, he's the Baal Pekadim, right? It's booked by him. So therefore, he's going to look for it very well. In order, they shouldn't have this swear.
Right.
He adds his knetch to the Rajba, right? To the Ben Chanano. So Melo, once he has that knetch, that's not just stop it, that the Malva has to swear so to avoid the problem of Levatolik. The Malva swearing, there's no shash that'll pull it out. Even though Bukhari can still say there's no shash, he'll pull it out, right? He'll find it and it'll be a little bit of one second. That's why it says the Raj, but no. By the idea in the Ben Chananel to make the Malva swear is that he should go look for it. So that he'll go look for it before he swears. He'll make sure that he doesn't have it. So he shouldn't be swearing for no reason. People don't like swearing. Say, if I feel, don't swear. Right? So therefore, Frantic Gemara, one second. So for that same token, let the Leib swear. And he'll look for it. And Elmaim, it's not going to be found, right? In other words, the idea is we want to make the Malva swear, and this way he'll look for it, and if he's look for it not to swear, and if he doesn't find it, okay, then there's no chash anymore that it's going to be found, because he looked for it. There's no chash that's going to be found anymore. And that would mean, which will make the Shvuah Levatola. But Gemara, okay, so leave it by the Loiv. Make it in the Loiv is supposed to swear. He's the one that's by the Mixas. And then he'll look for it. And Gemara says, no, he can't look for it. Zell, that's the Shakatari Fidir Rechanano. The Firash of the Shakatari is, now if the Firash, we're talking about Pasling, him becoming Pasl, so then we're saying that Chimishtava Malva, Litrich Leib of Laisi. So they have a question I'm saying. Meaning, the Hilbe Matriach, that we have the Girsa. Chimishtava Malva, Litrich Leib of Laisi. He will be Matriach. He will be Matriach. Meaning, what does it help? What does it help to throw the Shmuel in the Malva? So he shouldn't pass the Leiva. Fine. So now the Malva was a Leiva. Pass the Malva. What do you gain? That's the Firashi. The Firashi, the Chashash is that the Chashash originally was that the Malva, the Leiva this way, the Malva's going to take it out to and he'll be Matriach in order to pass the Leiva. The Gemara's going to say, okay, so fine. So what do you help by having the Malva swear? You just reverse the belt. Now the Leiva is Matriach. The pasul the malva. For Mechanal, that's not the issue here, Bechal. That's not a discussion here, Bechal. For Mechanal, the child is, it's going to come, if he'll be in his gala, the Shavuot is going to be bought, though. They're going to be for no reason. Right? So that's good for the Shaktar of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that we're going to impose the Shavuot in the malva, so he should be Matriach. And therefore, once the matriarch he doesn't find it, so there's no chash anymore. Then it's gonna surface. So Gemara says, let the Leiva swear, and he'll be matriarch. That Gemara says, no, the Leiva doesn't have the means of being matriarch. Well, the Fir Rashi is a whole different chash matariya. The Fir Ben Chanano, then the Fir Rashi.
There's two reasons why the Malva is swearing. Then one, so he should go get it, and one that it shouldn't be a shuvatal and the Leiva.
Well, it's all the same Indian. It's all that there shouldn't be a shvul of batala. So if the loiv is swearing, then the malva might pull it out. It'll be a batala. Yeah. If the malva is going to swear, so then he'll look for it. Yeah. In order that they shouldn't swear, and then if he doesn't find it, And he swears that it's not going to be Batal, because it's Mishlamah, well, he won't find it anymore.
Is there an argument between the Irim and Rebbe's especially whether it's about the money or the Pazanga?
He doesn't chat. I'm asking the Rebbe's time that there's a story to say that he'll go with Matriach because he wants to get his money. So I wasn't arguing on that. I'm just trying to read the words.
Which part of Abba's derived
from
that he says all this
inner Be'athanal? What's the discussion? If the Geirus is the way we have in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Mihachi Mishtava Malbanami Litrach Lei Vavalaisi. Ki Mishtava Malbanami Litrach Lei Vavalaisi. I mean, if the Malbanami is the way of Akasha, the Lei Vavalubu Matriach. Those words make no sense, Lafir Be'athanal. Why should Lei Matriach? To make a shvut, make this be a shvut of Atala? Well, why should he be Matriach? Elamai the Gemara.
We didn't raise it for the love of the Matriach.
Again, the Gemara is, I don't understand you. What's that reason?
That he wants his exact item.
What?
He doesn't want money instead. He wants his mashkin back. The
Lobah
is looking for his item.
What is that? He wants to get the money. He's losing money.
Why, Malva? The Lobah? Malva is going to reverse.
The Malva, huh?
The Malva has to pay the Lobah.
The Lobah is made the Mikzas, right?
Yeah.
Malva is claiming the Lobah still owes the money. The Lobah is saying no. Malva is going to swear how much it is. The Lobah is going to have to pay.
Now that we switch
it. One second. I think that itself is Rana Abraham. Quote Abraham. What's Raj's problem with the Gemara? Himishtaba Mal Benami, Lichuch Lev Velaisi. What's the problem with that? Fir Ben Hananel? He'll be Terech, because he wants to get his money. Amel Bishlo Vatal. One second.
I think it's just like. It technically could work. It's just not. It doesn't sound as well.
He's going to be sure after get because he thinks that he's paying for no reason, right? Of Abraham. So he'll be matriach because he wants to show that he was right, that the object was actually worth what he said, worth the seller, and then a male will be vatal. So I think from the here we see that the Raj was that the motivation over here. Not to get his money, but rather to pass them. Okay, everybody, I think we're spending a little too much time on this point. I think we got to move on.
No, why? So why doesn't it apply to Rebbe also? Why is it a problem with Rebbe or whatever? Why is Rebbe a problem at all?
Because the Gemara said he'll be tree at the pasul. That the Gemara of Chalit that doesn't exist. That's not the sugya b'chal. That's not the sugya. There's no chashash here that the pasul. Okay. Alright, let's move on. There's another piece of the Rajma here, but we're going to leave it there. Look more right. It's a bit. In time, a mile of the law parakal nishbarim and nishbarim and nishbarim and like the name Matan Bishai. I read the Mishnah, according to this, we have a new case in nishbarim and nishbarim. The Malva in this Mishnah is nishbarim and nishbarim. There's a whole parak there, huge Mishnah, all the nishbarim and nishbarim. Why is it included? I don't tell Matan Bishai. It says Eilu. The nitva can't swear. The chayvel can't swear. We're not gonna believe. Mechay mechamani and yochal l'shava balbayis. Shein dein nosim chamani pilem. The other shayla was mechamani with the sacher, but paid the family, paid the workers. So there we say that mechamani swears because balbayis is tarud. Because Hashem Abayis Yochel and Abayis Sachar also, the Balbayis can't swear, she tar paila, meila, there, those are all the cases where we allow the Tevayah to swear. By the time of that, might say, it says, Elishna, Elishna, Barak, Ishna, Aflo, Ishma, Kamaitzi, Vito, Enishin, Das, Kamaitzi, Baila. So therefore, again, we allow the husband to swear. The Chosh, the Barak, Ishma, Aflo, Ishma, Kamaitzi, Vito, Enishin, Das, no, that's Batsim will be shy to this case that where the nitva can't swear. Over here, Batsim, there's no reason not to rabba. Makes sense that the one that should swear is the loiva. It's his object, it's his mashkin. He should be the best, he should be the expert on how much the object is worth. But still we're not letting him swear, so that's a different category. Therefore it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Look more about it. Look to Gemara right. Rav Huna ben Achlifa Meshmed de Rava Oma Reisha de Seifa Tifta the Rav Huna. We were asking from Seifa de Reisha. You have another kasha from Reisha de Seifa. So what? Sell the Nisani Allah. The Loiv tells the Malva. The Loiv is to wear the Malva a seller. Because the loan was a seller and the Mashkin was Shtayim. Shtayim Yishav. Loiv, like Yellow Seller Visicha. Seller Yishav. And we're even. Potter. So he's a Kaifra Kol. Classic Kaifra Kol. He's Potter. The Misal Rav Huna. Midul Mishtava Malva Shayna Meshusoi. Hooray, the Malva has to swear anyway that they Meshusoi. Mishtava Nami al Gilgul Shvua Kama Yishava. How we all know, there's a concept called Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua says once you're swearing one thing, you'll swear, you can swear something else. So Mela says Rashi. Reisha said to Ravuna. Reisha Tvias. Malva seifa tvias loive. Reisha seifa. So I guess Rashi felt that we forgot already who's who. Reisha seifa the tani potter tvias loive. Al gilgul shvua. The taino sheim ba shvua. Im taino sheish ba shvua. Magalvin olav shvua. Lishav al shtey. The gilgul shvua says, if I want to have a tain of something which where there's no shvua, I can megalgal from where he is making a shvua. Lagul shvua raisa, just derech agav, the Ferish Mishnah that there is gulgul shvua even on karka. Just for information. Meila, Rashi says, gulgul shvua is deraisa. Right? So Meila, we have a kasha.
Is this right,
Ryan,
that there's no
Google
on
the
this
Gemara? This Gemara? He wrote Shmuel Tonet to be Megal, but he says yes, it's anyway.
Oh.
Hesses after the Mishnah. Hesses after the Mishnah. Shmuel said, in the Mishnah didn't have Hesses. Very good, Yoni. Good points. So Mishnah, we can't do Hesses. There's no right. There's no Hesses on Gilgal. The Gemara Gilgal Hesses. All right. Gemara's kasha is why if the Malva is swearing anyway, so why would the Mishnah say it's potter? Who's kaifra kol? Anyway, has to swear how much it's worth because midin gilgul shvur. As a practical gemara, Elmai, you see, everyone is wrong. Elmai, the Malva is not swearing shvur and shame. Mishnah say. I know why Rashi threw in the gilgul shvur as the raisa. I don't really understand the point why Rashi threw it in. Just confirmation. Is it negated to the kasha? Or not, right? Rashi throws in gilgul shvur as the raisa. Anyway, is it pshat? What?
It's only the rabbanim.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe when the mishnah says pater, means pater from
Shvur. Hmm. But the shvur as Rabuna. It's not the Shmuel's Shmuel is the Raisa.
Yeah.
The Fidu Shain, the Shmuel's Shmuel is the Raisa. The Fidu Shain, the Shmuel's Shmuel is the Raisa. If, okay, we're not to show that there are such Shainim. No, the Miri did bring down the Sushita. Sorry, the Miri brought down the Sushita. We said we were debating if it's Ramban or Dva, but upon him, the Miri and the Miuchasler Dva. Both say this is a shita that Shmuel's Shmuel is the Raisa. So if Rashi holds like that, this would be right. Rashi holds that way. Rashi holds that the Shmuel's Shmuel is the Raisa. So if the Kiva Gavaldik, that Rashi is telling me that Gilgul Shmuel is the Raisa because. We want, because otherwise we would have said, maybe Mishnah's only too much was the Raisas. Like the Rebbe wanted to say this morning, Mishnah's only too much the Raisa. One second. And Mela, it has to be, if the Gemara is asking Kasha, it has to be too much for the Raisa. That means the Rashi is telling me, Mishnah's part. It's part from what? For Shua's by the Mikzah. It's part from Shua the Raisa. Maybe in a Chaim, maybe Shua the Rani asked this way. Right? Maybe Shua the Rani asked this way. Teretz is, So what's more kasha than the Shmi Gilgul? El my Gilgul is the Raisa. But I'm adding, you have to say also that the Fizeh, if that's why Rashi's telling me that, because Rashi holds that the Shmuel's Rebun is also the Raisa. But if Shmuel's Rebun is the Rabbanon, even the concept is Gilgul's the Raisa, you're not going to have a Gilgul on a Shmuel's Rabbanon will be the Raisa because the concept of Gilgul's the Raisa if the whole Shmuel that you're being Megalgul is only Rabbanon. Right? The Gilgul Shmuel can't be more than the Shmuel itself, right? By definition, correct? Okay. So therefore, in order to say this Bar Rashi, if we say the Rashi holds that Shita of the Miri and the Ritva, yeah? Yuchzor Ritva. She said, maybe it's Ramban. That Shvuah Shvuah is the Raisa. And Gilgul Shvuah is the Raisa. So that's why Gemara has a Kasha. That's why Gemara has a Kasha. That what? Why is Mishnah saying Potter? We have a Gilgul Shvuah Ravuna. You're telling me maybe Mishnah only wants Shvuah is the Raisa? No! The Gilgul Shvuah Ravuna will also be the Raisa, because Gilgul is the Raisa.
Even over here,
is it possible to say Gilgul were the Rabbana, they would not apply it to Shvuah the Rabbana? They would only use Gilgul on the Raisa Shvuah.
Exactly the opposite.
Maybe. It's not. What? It's not compelling.
But the other thing's also not compelling.
What?
Your
chat's
also not compelling.
Not my chat. Keep it. I'm just explaining what he said. Keep it says a few words. I have to explain it, you know.
I mean, even though over here he's talking about that you're...
No, I'm saying, no. The cheshbon is compelling. There's nothing wrong with my cheshbon. There's nothing... What you're saying, when I say it's not compelling, I mean that... Mechtei see that just because it's Rabbana, then they wouldn't do it on Rabbana. Who's that? I don't know. It's not like the svar is not compelling. It doesn't scream it.
I mean, even though talking about over here that he's chayav, he's saying it was lost. So he's chayav igardin. We started talking about Rabbana before. We're talking about in a case where he's not saying he's chayav. He just says I'll pay for it. Here he's saying it was lost. I am chayav igardin.
So I understand, what are we coming out for? The whole sugi is Tomar Bunin in the context of this Mishnah.
Right, right, so this Mishnah is talking about where he's saying it was lost, so therefore from Chayav. So why would we happen to say it's the Raisa, Tarpuna? The Torah says you swear only when you're not in the Chayav yourself. You want to put to yourself, you swear. So you say maybe...
No, I understand. We start off the sugi. Yeah, Rav Huna. Who is the Shmuel? Right, we said, is it Reis, Rabbanon? Is it, we've diagnosed the Vod, Rav Huna is obviously when you bang, right? But is that an extension really of the Gimel Shavuos of Shavuos Shnei B'Shusai? Who is the Shmuel? The Reis of Shavuos Shnei B'Shusai. The Shaila is this just that you might have thought you shouldn't have to swear the Shmuel when you bang? Kamash Mor, no! Yeah, that Shmuel is still here, Midraisa. Huh? Top, yes, sir. fine. So I think that's a good question. Hakapanim, so we have a problem here. According to Rav Huna, why don't they just say, Potter, he has to swear. He has to swear. And the Gemara.
I have something. Just because the deal was, the Raisa was.
I'm saying if the reason why Rashi says the Raisa is because Rashi needs that the Gemara's Kasha should be asking that there should be a Shvu the Raisa. The Mishnah says Potter. The Shvu the Raisa, we have a Kasha. On a Shvu the Rabbanu, we won't have Kasha. The Mishnah, why it says Potter. The Mishnah might be saying Potter, from a Shvu the Raisa, but Echlam, a Shvu the Rabbanu, you have to swear. The Mishnah discusses, the Gemara's Mishnah saying there's no Mike Mikzas. There's no Shvu the Raisa. There's Shvu the Rabbanu, there is. Elamai. That's why I said no. Gilgul Shmuel is the Raisa. I mean, we're talking about Shmuel the Raisa. So I'm adding, but if the original Shmuel of Hun is only Rabbanon, then Gilgul Shmuel could be the Raisa behind this Morgan. It's not going to make this Shmuel, the Gilgul in this case, the Raisa. Because the whole Shmuel of Hun is not the Raisa. You can't, like I said before, you can't have a Gilgul Shmuel. You can't say Gilgul Shmuel and a Shmuel Rabbanon is the Raisa because the concept of Gilgul Shmuel is the Raisa. But the Gilgul can't be more than the original Shmuel. So if we want to make this chesed, that we want to get the Shmuel Daraisa over, it has to be that both Gilgul Shmuel, the concept of Gilgul Shmuel is Daraisa, and Shmuel Rav Huna is also Daraisa. That's what you have to say if that's how you want to explain Rashi. And for the Gemara, Teva Maminoi. Okay, you're right. But the case happens to be that the Leiva was Maim in the Malva. That's any b'shusai, and therefore the malva doesn't have to swear any b'shusai. Right, we're making a kimta. Right, that's why the Rambam, when the Rambam brings this Mishnah down, the Rambam says, in this case, sorry, where's the Rambam going to be, Abraham? Yud Gimel Dalid. The Rambam brings down the whole Mishnah, in the middle, when he talks about this case, Oimer Leiva, Selvi Sani Olav, Shtaim Ayeshava, Malvar Meselva, Sikh Olav, Sel Ayeshava, says the Rambam. He doesn't say Potter like the Mishnah. What does the Rambam say? Yishba Malva Shayna Bishusai, Mikailo Bishwasai, Shemashkin, Kenegra Shava, Kenegra Chai. Rambam brings, you know, there's Rambam Paskins, the Gemara's Kasha. Because the Gemara's parrots of Teb Maminoi. Yeah, Chanina, the Gemara's parish of Teba Maminoi was an Okimta in the Mishnah. We had a Kasha Rav Huna from the Mishnah. Okay, so we say the Mishnah is the Maminoi. Aliba de Emes, if not in that case, in a normal case, in a regular case where he wasn't miming him, right? What's the halacha? The Malva has to swear.
Two things.
And Meshusa, and also how much is worth Midin Gilgul, like the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara made a Kimta. That's the Kimta. The Gemara. If you want to tell me that the Loiv is in a very magnanimous mood and he's being maimed in the Malva as the end of Meshusai, so why is he Malvim? Why isn't he maiming him all the way? So the Gemara, even on the value. So he shouldn't have to swear. The Malva shouldn't have to swear. But I'm saying, then forget. The Malva should get the Malva. Why is he being Tavea? To sell it. Why is he believing it? How much it's worth? So Gemara says, in the level Malva 9 pa, Kamashava, like him like Begabe.
Who
Look, Rashi. Look, him like Magabei. I tell you, Mamina. He hardly finished. Part of the Bim Mamina. Alive the Mal. But Shem Shul say, Look, him like Magabei. Meim Rama alive. Look, Meim Rama alive. Look, him like Mal. Look, him. He doesn't really have a good assessment of the object or the mashkin because he didn't have it long enough. There's really someone asked, the Chayyur Gemara said more simple that the loiv has an opinion over here. Right? The loiv has no idea what the should say not. Okay, for that I'll trust the Malva. But the loiv thinks it was worth two. Right? So what do you mean just trust the loiv? You just trust the malva. The loiv knows that it's worth two. The Gemara said, no, he doesn't trust him because he figures the malva doesn't have that assessment, doesn't have a correct assessment. The Chayyur, it's more simple than that, right? The loiv has an opinion over here. I'm not going to trust you when I know you're wrong. I'll trust him. If I don't know, I'll trust you. If I know you're wrong, I'm not going to trust you. So, Zaf the Gemara... In fact, the Gemara, the Malva Loiva, the Kimle Vigabe. So, if we're talking about the guy that knows should be believed, so then forget, so why doesn't the Malva trust the Loiva? The Loiva is it's his object. He knows it better than the Malva, he just got it as a mashkin. The Gemara, Leim Himele, he doesn't trust the Loiva. I just loaned him $100,000, that's what took a mashkin, okay. Maishna. Loiva the mehimle malva mash malva him loiva mekayim be malva tumas sharam tamche. Loiva is mekayim the pasuk of mishle tumas sharam tamche. That someone who's a yashar, Hashem will lead him to good things. So if he's rich, must be a yashar. Malva mekayim be malva myself baidim yishadim that someone who's not Yashar, he's a Baigid, who's Selef, he's a Kukit, then Yishadim, he loses money. Lashon of Shoydeid. So apparently, if the Malva doesn't, if the life is poor, so Malva figures he's not a Yashar, so maybe he doesn't trust him. Shein the Leiva, trust the Malva, if he's rich, he must be, then he's a Yashar. Says Rashi. I was asking, is he not like that? No, I don't know. 75% of Rashidim are crooked or 65? Huh?
That's
fascinating. He doesn't know. He doesn't throw out numbers. He doesn't know. Okay. Says Rashi. Maishno denokatan al milse bahachi, shazen nemen al zeb, bezein nemen al zeb. Loiv mekayim emalve mikroze tumas sharam tamchem and loishad nem v'yasheru loyhay ma'asher oisim in hashemayim shenem ma tumas sharam tamchem fine. Not taisus. Means mishtav emalve shem meshusay. So when I ask the kasha, the middle kasha, why do we say that? See, Zach is gearing up right. Why do we say that? If the malva is swearing, and if it's then let him swear Megillah how much it's worth. Yes, Menachem.
He's still not batsel chayv.
What?
He's still not batsel chayv that shua. Because he's not batsel chayv in the shua. He says he's putter shayv. That's him. He's putter from the shua. How much worth? Okay, we can throw it on the go to later. But he
putter means he's putter. Putter means putter. He's chayv and he's not putter. So the Mishnah can't say Potter if really he's Chayim anyway.
No.
The Mishnah can't say Potter if really he's really Chayim anyway. Why are you waiting for the Kasha now? We ready, you know, we went past that. Right? That you could ask right away. So we have a roof from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, anytime he moved on, the guy asked Kasha something from before, he wouldn't answer. So that's a rule that we have over here. Okay? We just officially made that as a rule.
Night-seder?
But it's not sure anyway. When you say, we ask him, what?
Night-seder,
that's right. That's another way of saying night-seder. Zaktaisis. So again, the Gemara's kasha was that Kudervuna, he's got to swear Mishu, so you have Gilgal. So why? How could the mission say Potter? Says Taisvis. that this question is not a question necessarily on all the trutzim of the Mishnah. Right? We had various trutzim to answer the original kasha that how are we making the malva swear because we're chayshish that he might see it, if he's swearing any meshusa, he's not being might see it. So we had four trutzim to this kasha. First teretz was their aid that was Nisraf. I said the Gemara had four truths to the Kasha. I didn't say we remained with four truths in. There were four truths to the Kasha.
Okay.
The Gemara. What?
Those two.
The Gemara has four truths in. One. Everybody say. One Eid Mishanisraf, Eid Mishanignav. Abaye said. Gezer Shem Yitim Yomer Achar Shvumata. He'll is going to swear in Meshusai. The Chashash will say he found it afterwards, and that's going to create whatever problem is that we're trying to avoid. And the fourth there was a Rashi that Ein Echnami. The Malva is not swearing the Shvua. He's swearing in Meshusai. That's the Mishnah saying Minish Berish in the Malva. So we have four Trutzim. So Taisus. Which of the four terutzim does the Gemara have a kasha on? So Taisus is only on Abaya and Ravashi, who are maintaining that the Malva is actually swearing. If he's swearing Shem Shusai, have a kasha. I want him to say Gilgal. But according to the first two terutzim, that basically we're saying there is no Shvuah. If there's no Shvuah, there's no kasha Gilgal. Obviously. That's the gist of Taisvis without reading the words. That's basically Taisvis. The reason why I spoke it out, what the kash is, because once you start reading the words, you get all sorts of problems. But I think this Taisvis will be Taresh Baal Peh. And this way we avoid all the problems. No. The Taisvis, there's Shalom, Gears is in Taisvis.
It would help with your Shalom also.
What?
It would help with your Shalom.
Rabba, Ravuna, it's a mess over here.
No.
The Taisa says, the Rabba Rabbi Yosef loy parich. Simple pshat Taisa is El Abayim Ravashi. Okay, Rabba, Ravva. Yeah, I mean, like we just said. Problem is that Ravva was slugged up. So why is Taisa even bringing it in? Okay, Zok the Marsha. That he has given Garrison Taisus. He said, Mashal is not so bothered with that. So we slugged him up. I added, maybe we didn't slug him up a Gamri yesterday. We tried to sort of salvage him. Even Mar says, Ella says, Mashal, we did do him in. Okay. Zach will have to live with that. But Mashal has a Garrison, Rav Huna. Rabbi Yosef. And he explains, what that means is, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yosef, the way Rabbi Yosef explained Rav Huna, which is the secondary of the Gemara, that we're talking about, their Eidim that it was stolen. And that's why it's obviously no problem of Gilgal Shvuah. Okay, so Zach had a bit of a problem with that. So why bring Rav Huna? We don't say, Elal Rav Huna Rabbi Rav Huna Ravashi. A little funny to bring Rav Huna over here. Point is mainly Rabbi Yosef versus Rabbi Ravashi. Zot is right. Teib Mamina. So Gemara makes an akimta that the Reish is talking about. The what? Reish the Seif is talking about. So now the problem all the Shayim have, so what was the Mara's conscience before? If we're telling me that the Seif is talking about the Eid Mamina, yeah? The Reish of the Seif, huh? So why can't the Seif of the Reish, which is what we asked the Kasha from, Selvim Visicha, Shekel HaYeshav, where the Teveh is the Malveh. He says the mashma was worth less than the chayiv. He still owe me half the chayiv. He said no. We shloshed in arms by the mitzvahs. So we say the malva swears and not the leiva. So one second. I thought we were talking about Tehei Maminai. If we're talking about Tehei Maminai, to say if it's talking about by the case of when the life is Teveya, it's talking about Tehei Maminai. So why can't the Reish talk about Tehei Maminai? And if the Reish is Tehei Maminai, then the Gemara has no cash to begin with. So it's in the same way Rav Ashi, and particularly Rav Ashi, same way Rav Ashi answers the Reish the Seifa, he should also answer the Seifa the Reisha. There's Tehei Maminai, and therefore the whole Kasha of Ravuna doesn't start because he was maiming him. Just like if that answers the Kasha of Gilgal, it answers the problem before, that if he's swearing, how can he might see, why we make the Malva swear, how much it's worth, there's no Kshash, they'll be mighty because he's swearing. Terry says, no, he's not swearing because it's Tehei Maminai. So Dr. Rashi is the one that gives his teretz in the fear of Kana, and Rashi is the one before that gave a different teretz. That's Zenish but Zenish, but why makes Shishma Gimta? Why don't you say simple teretz of Tehei Maminai? That is the kasha that's bothering all the Rishayna. Reisha Leimatsi Lok Mahachi, when Terry says the Reisha, what does he mean the Reisha? Say for the Reisha, obviously. So Taiz Mishum Dhasam La Yitz Lahamin Naminoi Kivan Chai De Kain La Yuchal Shava Alach Enkan Shvua Yavi Shemafs Mash Minoi Shvua Yachal Gad Lola Enechaish. So Taiz is that let's talk this in terms of Rashi just for now. Yeah, what's his teretz? Then in the Reisha, it's not in Loiva's best interest to be Mayim in the Malva, because if he's going to be Mayim in the Malva, then what's going to happen? And who's going to swear? The Malva's going to swear. Because the only reason why Loiva is swearing, what did Rashi say? They're both swearing, right? The Malva is going to swear in a Bishus, sorry. The Mela, that's why there's not going to be any problem of Shema, right? He'll take it out. But let's say the Malva is not going to swear. If the Malva is going to be Mayim in the Malva, what's going to happen then? Then we'll take the Shua of how much it's worth. The Shua is by the Mikzas. We're going to take it from the Malva and put it on the Malva. That is something the Malva doesn't want. He doesn't want to put the ball in the Malva's court. The Malva should have the option to swear. He wants that he should swear. He wants the option to swear because he doesn't know what the Malva is liable to do. All right, the Rosh thinks it out a little more. I think Yishlam Ba'el B'Hashmul Matelas Aloyv Miyaminu Aloyv L'Mal V'Shem Meshusai L'Yuch Aloyv L'Shava Shem Yais V'Lasa B'Kadim. And the Mal was there. Avol Miyishba Mal V'Shem Meshusai. If he's not minding it, now the Mal was there. Meshusai. Now, Nishba Aloyv V'Kam Yishava. Like Rosh said before, if the Mal is going to swear, how much is worth? Now there's no Chsha Shem Yaitzi. Like Gemara's Kasha. Now the loiv could swear. Dach Baruch Lel, Misa Mishnah. So that's how it's done. The question was, we have to think this through a little bit. The David asked right before Shir. Question: what about Lefi Abaya? Lefi Abaya. So his answer is, Lefi Rashi. Why in the Reisha? The loiva, it's not worth it for him. Then there's just how he speaks out. And the same, no nishkeferloch, that if he's maimin and not to swish with him, even though it really is a little bit keferloch, because he's losing the ability to megalgal the shvu of how much it's worth on the mal with being kari for a call. So there is something really that he's losing. I don't know why it's so harsh taisus that he's willing to give that up. Okay, it's not such a big deal, let's say. I mean, again, I would say it's a big deal, but all right. Hashem Kane in the Reisha, there it's worse for him. And then he'll have to swear. And now, Lefi Abaya, What does it ask? Lafia Baya. Ah, one second. Again, Lafia Baya also. Lafia Baya. Because if Louis Yitzur, he'd be miming him, right? If he'd be miming him, then it means he's not swearing. He's not swearing.
He's not swearing either.
One second. If he's not swearing, then the lawyer's not going to swear.
He's not swearing either way.
That's right. Via Baya, he's not swearing anyway. Via Baya, anyway. Right? Via Baya, who's swearing? The mission is saying the Malv is swearing. Why? Because even though the Malv is swearing, they'll take it out. They'll say, oh, I found it afterward. And because of that, we're not letting the lawyer swear. Anyway, the lawyer is not swearing. It doesn't make a difference if it's Ma'amin or not. That was David's question. So in other words, Yerushalayim ask, okay, so the way the Rashba asked the question, and the Ramban, they're all asking that's Taka Stira, Ravash Lishtasa. It's only the Rashi is the one that says Teresteh Ma'aminoi. So according to, he's the one Teresteh Ma'aminoi, so therefore, why didn't he say that Teres before? Now they're showing that Teres gives his Teres. But the question is though, still, so how's Abaye going to answer? How's Abaye going to answer if Hunan Batachliva's question? The Gemara doesn't offer another possibility. The only shown down is Ravashi's Teres, which means that Abaye means everyone has to go along with Ravashi's Teretz. If everyone's going along with Ravashi's Teretz, it means the Chayim Abaye has to be going along with Ravashi's Teretz. So then we have a Kasha. So even Rishonim is speaking out as a Kasha, Ravashi Lishtasai, but the Chayim, if you think about it, it shouldn't stop at Ravashi Lishtasai. It should be also Kasha and Abaye. It should also be Kasha and Abaye. And Abaye also has to say, Tei Mamina. So we have the same question to buy, and then you don't have to tell us. Shtickle problem, I think. Why? The Tais is the Chorus. Teres, only Teres with Ravashi, not with Abaye. And the same Kashi has Ravashi, Chorus, you have an Abaye also. That's, okay, so that's Tais's Teres. And in this case, that in the Reisha, he has a reason not to believe it, because so he should be able to swear. Shengen Seifa, Teis says not Nishkefer. Rishonim give a different teretz. Rishonim give a different teretz. Man, Rashba, they give a different teretz. And they say like this, that in the ratio, Rashi. Oh, so the Rashba brings in, like he does in the whole sugya, Rashi and Menachanan. Okay? So he says, if he Rashi, we can understand why in the Reisha, in the Sefer the Reisha, obviously, there is no Mamina. Right? Why? Dr. Rashba. Rashi said the Rashi, not Mamina. Oh, Mainish, but Rimtaimar. Maybe the Rashi first wants to suggest that maybe, even though he's Mamina, maybe the Rashi is also Mamina. Maybe the Rashi is Mamina. This is the same thing, the Rashi is also Mamina. Ah, but maybe, and now Loishav Kinale. Because maybe in the Rashi, yeah. In the ratio, we don't let. Maybe we don't let the lawyer be maim in him. They shouldn't have to swear. Why? Because then we have a chash. We have a problem with him. He might the begotten, and it'll be an apostle maidus. Good, he's maim in him. Yeah, but we're not maim in him. We're going to make him swear anyway. Why? Because we're chayshish that we might say him by a pasla. That the Rajma says, no, that's not a tiny. Why? Because he was after an afshe. He shot himself in the foot. No one told him I'm the guy. You're miming the guy, and therefore the guy's not going to swear, and then there'll be a chash that he'll pass on you. Right? Okay, no one told you miming the guy.
It's your fault.
No one told you miming the guy. She is an Isaac. Yeah?
But it's still our most convenient.
Where's the only 11? What?
But it's still our most convenient way of solving our problem.
Again. He says, but there's no Chazal would not make the guy swear to save the life if he shot himself in the foot. In time,
he said, Tosfos has the question of, why are we helping this Rasha? But Rashi clearly is fine with helping Rasha, so we're helping here too.
Well, first of all, Shem said that with that. What do you mean? No, but here he brought it upon himself, not because of Rasha.
Why? Same thing. We're helping him out. We're preventing him from hurting himself.
Well, first of all, Sharim answered that we say he's not such a Rasha because maybe he made a mistake.
Right. Okay, fine.
Fine, but here we have no reason to help the guy. What?
Rasha didn't say that. Clearly, all your Sharim hold that the Pashup shot is that he's Rasha. So Rasha doesn't have a problem with that. All of them come on to maybe he's not a Rasha.
The whole point is we don't want to come to it.
Okay.
We don't want to pass the
we're on Rashi.
Yeah,
we don't want to pass the guy.
Yeah,
so Zach is saying that just like the few. Okay, the Rav Shtal said that.
Oh. No, but he's saying in Rashi.
He's going in Shita's Rashi.
Yeah.
He said that in Rashi also before, right? He finds that is fine. Zach's making a point that if Rashi disagrees with Rishonim's teretz for Rashi, Rashi sounds like he's actually going to become pasul. Then, right? So then, so we see that even though the guy's a jerk, still we try to make it the con of him. So we're also, if the guy's an idiot, we're also trying to make it the con of him. We make the con of jerks, we make the con of idiots also. That's basically Janice's last question in a nutshell. Okay. Fine, so maybe a chan. Maybe Rashi will be talking like that. Maybe that will be the test for Rashi. Oh. So, says the Rajba, so the Rashi will say it's not Mamina. Why? Because Reish the Ketav Malva the Loiva Loi Mehimele. There's Chazak Shakran. Right? What's the case of the Reish? The Malva is being Taveh the Loiva. He says it's only worth a shekel. Right? So that means the Malva is accusing the Loiva of lying, right? The lawyer says it's worth a sell, he doesn't owe me any money. The Malva says, what are you talking about? It's worth a shekel, you owe me a shekel. Right? So now the Malva is accusing the lawyer of lying, straight out lying. So Mela, in such a case, the lawyer is not going to turn around and be a nice guy and be miming the Malva. Tev Mamina. The Malva is accusing him of lying. Yeah? So the Loiva is going to be mimed with the Malva, and they shouldn't have to swear Shoshana Meshuzai. It'll go easy on him, they shouldn't have to swear Shoshana Meshuzai. There's no reason why we do that. Right? But in the Seifa, where the Loiva is being Tevei the Malva, so then, what's he being Tevei? He's saying it was worth. Two, and the Malva is saying it was worth one. So in that case, we'll say, look, this is Svarab Lekimle. So therefore, he's being Tevei too. But he doesn't feel that the Malva is being a total jerk because he could forgive the Malva for saying that it was worth only one because Lekimle. It's not like, the Malva is trying to rip him off. Yeah, so Mela, he could be more kind to the Malva and Patu. Okay, the Master Rashba doesn't like this. He makes a chilub in a sefer where he's not swearing. Okay, he's not going to make him swear. But the ratio where he's swearing, where the ratio where the lawyer is swearing, so you know, if I'm going to have to swear, you're going to have to swear too. So maybe this is why we wouldn't say Teb Mamina. Oh, but Zok the Rashba, Alfir ben Chanano, Alfir ben Chanano, it's not Shver. Why? Kun ben Chanano, we have more simple parrots. Kun ben Chanano, what's the reason? Right? What's the reason why the Malva in the ratio? What's the reason why the Malva is swinging in the Shusai? In order that what? Because we want to share Shul Vatala. Kun Mechanano. Ravashi is saying Mikra Din. Mikra Din, we make them all of a swear so that it shouldn't be Shul Vatala. Right? Says the Rashba, if that's true, then right there, now we'll go back to that first Tarish which he was Daicha. Now we go back to say we don't care if it's the Maminoi. Bezdin is not going to allow for the Maminoi because Bezdin wants the guy to swear. Nothing to do with the Leiva. This that we want to swear Shul Shem Shusai is not for the Leiva. This is Shul Shusai. It should be Shul Vatala. So Mel, the Fir Ben Chananel, it's the Kasha doesn't start. The Fir Ben Chananel, we could say what the Raj wanted to say originally, it was Daicha. But Fir Ben Chananel, there's no reason to be Daicha then. Firashi made a reason for Daicha that because why should Bezin impose the Shvur if the guy shot himself in the foot? Fir Ben Chananel, the whole point of making the Malva swear in Meshusai is because Bezin doesn't want the Shvishvur Atala. We're not trying to save the life, but we're trying to save it should be Chol Hashem. So Mela, we're not going to let the Malva get away with it because the life was Mamina.